The rhetoric and propaganda Kendrick Lamar has put out is so reminiscent of how the media and these big pharmacy companies did with COVID-19 to spread misinformation, silence truth tellers, and initiate a mass divide for their personal profit. Kendrick Lamar continues to be a cultural divider, contradicting race baiter, a master manipulator, getting his blind followers to do his dirty work when he has never done nothing. Recently, he told black people that we shouldn't allow white people to joke about black women. And Andrew Schultz responded, "Let's keep it real. Famous black male and female comedians joke about white people all the time, including everyone else. So why is he trying to put a battery in black people back to go after white people who do the same exact thing? I don't understand his fans' selective moral compass. It's like they feel they can do and say anything, even lie on someone saying that they are a PDF, saying that they sleep with children, but can't handle a comedian jokes about Kendrick Lamar getting essayed by an adult. Then on top of that, the Kendrick Lamar fans want to take Andrew Schultz's baby life over the joke, but praises Kendrick Lamar for lying on someone in the most heinous way. Do you see the type of people he gives confidence to? And how much of a huge contradiction all of you are? Just like him saying protect black women from jokes, but he's collaborated with men who have actual cases of assault on black women. I guess jokes are more serious than reality to him. Or does he feel y'all are not intelligent enough to realize how he's pulling your strings? They said no one has ever sued over rap battle, but left out the fact that no one has ever lied on someone in such an extreme and heinous way like Dot with a PDF allegation. Also, rappers have sued over defamation, especially in extreme circumstances as PDF or SA. 50 Cent has sued multiple for lying on him, even a baby mother that lied about SA. Cardi B has sued Tasha K for lying on her, and the list goes on. Even in Kendrick Lamar lyrics, he continued to manipulate others to do his dirty work, like he was telling his fans to end Drake's life if he came to Oakland. In his song Not Like Us, he said, "That Oakland show gonna be your last stop." You know what that mean. Again, him not putting in any work, but getting some of y'all to throw your life away. That song name itself is again him trying to put a battery in everyone else's back, saying not like us. That itself is trying to divide and influence you of separatist ideology. All he has ever done is call for help. He's the type that would never put in any work, but would tell you to go risk your life in an instant. And when you do, he'll go right to the next victim. He didn't put on any rappers from the West until people like myself who were not afraid to expose that fact. Then he all of a sudden put some on his last album and still didn't even have their names listed as features, where the song titles are seen the most. But y'all blind to this stuff, right? Then he claimed he don't like it when Drake acts tough, but he's the one acting so hard when everyone knows he's the good kid by his own admission, but acting like he's a big gangster now and influencing youth that's the way when he didn't even go that route. Kendrick Lamar and the labels he works for is manipulating all of you for profit. You have taken that K-Dot injection just like you did with COVID and going to find out later it was all mostly BS for selfish profit if you don't wake up. So Merry Christmas. This is a gift from me to you to help open your eyes and minds.
The Highest Point Podcast.
More than a pod, it's a lifestyle.